So, Professor Parkin, what are your thoughts on this study?
Yes, well, the group have done a big job, haven't they? They've looked at several diseases and worldwide, what might be the effect of increasing physical activity on a variety of diseases for every country in the world. So necessarily, because it's a study involving 140 countries, they've had to draw on some very general sets of information to make the calculations. For example, the physical activity is just dealt with as a two-level phenomenon. Either you're at or above the minimum recommended level, which is 30 minutes five times a week, or you're below. So every country is just treated like that, the entire population split into two groups. And then the risk of physical activity they've taken from some published papers. But that's not done in the same way. It's done, as far as one can see from the paper, what they've taken is the risk of the most physically active group relative to the least physically active group in various studies. And then they've applied that risk to this population's divided into two groups. Now, actually, that will give a slight exaggeration to the proportion, the benefit from physical exercise, because they're imagining that everybody who is less than the ideal is in the lowest physical activity category, and everybody who's at or above the threshold is in the most physically active category. And what they've calculated then is the benefit of moving from the lowest to the highest, which isn't what we did in the UK. We simply looked at those people who were less than the threshold, moved just to the threshold and no further. And that included people who were almost there and people who were a long way away. So I think that's why the results are rather different. We've taken a very conservative view. We just assume that it might be possible to make those people who are doing less than the recommended minimum do exactly the recommended minimum. In the Lancet paper, they've taken the view that we should make that everybody who's physically inactive is very inactive, and we should move them to the most active category. It might be a nice idea, but it's physically impossible, of course, especially for elderly people, and that's why it somewhat exaggerates the benefits of exercise, in my opinion. Now, it's not to say that exercise isn't important. It is important, as we've seen as far as cancer in the UK is concerned. But to say it's in the same scale as smoking or some other risk factors, I think is patently an exaggeration, and a gross exaggeration at that.